Okay, welcome everybody at high noon at Sunday at Fosdem in Janson. We'll hear now David Walter. He will tell us about an OnCloud implementation for schools in Bavaria.
Yes.
And scaling up for 5 million users. A warm welcome to David.
Thank you, David. Hi, everyone. Today I will talk about how we did OnCloud Infinite Scale to scale up to 5 million users, or will scale up to 5 million users. And I will talk a little bit about our school project. So what is our target? We want to scale up to 5 million users, and we want to be better than every other hyperscaler we know so far. But before we dive in, I will give a quick introduction about who we are talking about. My name is David Walter. I'm project lead of the Bavarian School Cloud project, and I'm also responsible for the experience, the customer experience in OnCloud, and for the security. I'm using OnCloud as an open source user administrator since 2014, so I'm quite familiar with the project. And yeah. OnCloud itself launched in 2010, and the OnCloud Infinite Scale implementation we are talking today about had general availability in 2022. Right now, we are already hosting more than 2,500 tenants, and we have over 1 million downloads of Infinite Scale, and it becomes more and more a backbone for service provider. As it is already during the press, through the press, we got acquired quite recently by Kiteworks, our new mother firm. Kiteworks is a security-first company, and it empowers OnCloud very much. It helps us to drive security, to drive privacy, and to drive compliance in the same way as they do, because Kiteworks is a security-first company which emphasizes privacy compliance a lot. And it also helps us, not only in the project, but as a company itself, to provide 24/7 operations and 24/7 support. There's much more to say, but please read that slide afterwards, because I think we are kind of short in time, so I uploaded the slides to Fosdem, and please read the slide if you're interested more in those details. So just to give a rough idea, because I don't know how much you know about the federal state system in Germany, I want to give you a brief overview. We are talking about the federal state Bavaria, which has 2.6K schools compared to Germany with 32,000 schools and European Union 200,000 schools. Because of course we would like to have some kind of a prototype in what we are doing here in Bavaria, and to achieve higher goals, as you can imagine. That's why I put here some numbers to give you a rough idea about what we are talking about. We are talking about 1.6 million pupils. We are talking about 116,000 teachers, roughly 2 million parents in an overall federal state of 13 million inhabitants, which leads us basically to an infinite scale instance of 4.7 million named users. Why I'm focusing on the named users, we will come later when we talk about load and performance testing. So, what were our goals? We have some, on a really, really high level, we have some major topics like data sovereignty, a most secure system, a most secure file sync and share solution. We have digital accessibility as, of course, one of the main targets. But firstly, we need to compete with the hyperscalers, you know, because this project is will be always compared to Google, to Microsoft Teams, or whatever. So we have to focus as much as we can on availability, on scale, on reliability, as much as we can. So on a more functional way, we talk about maximum of integration, the integration of a messenger and of different other solutions that will come later on. We need to scale out without any limits. We have seen it in the IC days where we had a partial lockdown in Bavaria recently, that we need to scale out really fast and without any limits. We have to target updates without zero downtimes. And the most challenging when it comes to the project, we had the first 50 schools onboarded after 32 weeks of project duration, which was really, really challenging. So let's get on to the base. What is underneath the project? When we talk about the infrastructure, which is provided by PlusServer, we are talking about four data centers in Germany. We are talking about two S3 locations. We are talking about four metadata locations, 240 Kubernetes clusters, 104 petabyte of S3 storage, and up to 60,000 virtual CPUs and 120,000 gigabyte of RAM, which are quite big numbers. So, the project itself, or the Kubernetes stack itself, is based on the Sovereign Cloud Stack and Gartner. That's the logos you see. The applications the users see are, as I mentioned already, of course, OnCloud Infinite Scale as its core, and the only Office document server for writing Excel sheets, presentations, and PDF viewer and annotation. But why did the customer choose, why did they choose OnCloud Infinite Scale? Just as a very, very rough overview. The first thing which was very important, that we can liberate the user data. The users have an interface to download their data from cloud to cloud, from OneDrive, Google Drive, OnCloud Classic, Nextcloud, whatever the schools have already in place, or the users, the teachers mostly, use in their private lives. We want to liberate the user data. That's why we have an interface which allows the user immediately to move the data. The second thing is the spaces. The spaces is a collaborative workspace which doesn't have an owner. It has only a manager, and it avoids data silos, because as you can imagine, teachers are collaborative people, so they have those data silos, or they had those data silos, and when the teacher left or called in sick or whatever, the material were stuck in his storage, so he needed it needed to be sent out. So we came up with a spaces with fix the problem. And quota management, as you can imagine, is quite important as well, because there is literally a maximum of available storage, you know? And when we are talking about 4.7 million users, there is just this multiplicator. And the last thing is, it is a technology where I pointed out only one specific thing, which makes Infinite Scale so special. It got rid of the split brain we had before with OnCloud 10. Before, with OnCloud 10, we always had the database, which keeps the metadata, and we had the storage, which keeps the data. And when one part of breaks or whatever, you have the problem that you lose more or less all your data, and it is really hard to restore those data depending on the metadata. I don't know whether you're familiar with what metadata in this perspective means. It means, for instance, with whom did you share the data, right? And when you miss this information, because, for instance, the database collapsed, you have a real problem. So we don't split this information and we store the metadata right with the data. And the iOS, the iPad app, just try it out yourself. It's just too good. I said already we had load and performance testing a lot. So as you can imagine, school started at 8 in the morning, and every school starts at 8 in the morning. So we had we know we have a huge load peak at 8 in the morning. So we needed to make sure that this really is, the software is capable of dealing with it. So what did we do? We designed two different test scenarios, one was test to fail and one was test to pass, so we know precisely how far can we go and what is our sweet spot to go through. The target is that 95% of each full request, which means I do an action and as a user I feel the action is completed after 2 seconds. That's what we're aiming with 95% of the requests. And we did it. We did it. Actually, the test to pass, so the really test was 0.5 seconds of a full painted picture. Simultaneously, we did UX tests, so we know that the user experience stays the same. I'm running out of time, so I'm skipping. What I want to emphasize is, because we are in FOSDEM, that OwnCloud Infinite Scale is not the only product which is in that platform used. OwnCloud Infinite Scale only offers, there are different other softwares in between. There is a KeyClock as IDP, there is OpenLDAP as IDM, there's ClemAV for the antivirus scan, there is Apache Tkr for the full text search and the OCR. There's a postfix for sending out the emails. When it comes to monitoring, also this is Grafana Open Observability Stack. So this Grafana, that's Prometheus, that's Mimir, that's Temper, and that's Loki. The operations, which is done by our own staff, is also mostly driven, or more or less fully driven, by open source solutions. We have Ansible with the AWX interface. We have the OCI Sonatype. We have the Nginx with the web application firewall, etc. We have a Helm for the package management. That's quite a big zoo, I would say, when it comes to the software we do use. We are not alone on the planet with our project, you know. So we need to integrate in different in the universe which already existed. So the first thing we needed to do is we need to integrate their KeyClock, their SSO KeyClock, with our KeyClock. Why don't we use immediately the same one? Because we need to host our clients. We have to host some other integrations, etc. So the KeyClock installation went bigger and bigger and bigger. So it was an early decision to say, okay, we will host our own KeyClock, and this will be federated with this the customer's SSO. Then there is the Metrics Messenger by Stui, which is integrated in a way that you can use the messenger and pick files from OwnCloud Infinite Scale and send it there. Or one apparently very important question to you: what happens to OwnCloud after Kiteworks acquisition? There's just one fact: OpenCloud is the open source brand of Kiteworks. I hope there are many, many questions, and I'm happy to answer them all.
Hi there. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the talk. I'm not familiar with your software, so I'm going to ask something that maybe it was obvious. Your usage pattern is relatively predictable. You say like that 8 a.m. everybody connects. Do you have some kind of auto-scaling to turn off things at night and